Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, just past the top of the hour, as again we mentioned, we are speaking with the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, as we are with Candy Westbrook. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning, everyone.
It's good to have you back. I was sick, I believe, last time that I was that me and you and I were supposed to have an interview.
I think I was gone last week.
Yeah, and then
Sam
2 weeks
here.
Ago
you were gone.
Is when I was sick. Yeah. So good to have you back. Good to finally get back into it.
Last week we did the Sam and Sam show.
Yeah, that's right. Sam came in and we talked for 15 minutes about your guys' meeting, and I can't remember where it was at. So where were you guys at today?
Well, today we were at the high school.
Okay.
USD was hosting for us, and we got to go inside the library and hang out. And so Craig did a great presentation on just the bond issue, and I'm not going to go through all. There's so much information out there, so I'm not going to go through it all today. But the thing that I always find interesting, because I grew up here, and then I moved away, and then I've been back. So we got to experience a lot of different school districts and some different towns. And the one thing that I've always noticed is that sometimes we feel like because we're in a small community, we don't need to worry about improving schools because our enrollment's small, security, we don't need to worry about, hey, we're in a small town, we're comfortable. But things have changed a lot. And as compared to the other schools that I've been in, we're actually pretty behind on the times as far as security features. You know, our kids can, somebody can get buzzed in and go anywhere in the schools right now, like at the high school and the middle school. And so just things like that that really stood out for me that, you know, whether we pass the bond or not, I'm going to let, you know, viewers decide that. But there are some things that we as a school district have to do sometime soon to get caught up, and security is one of those big issues.
Yeah, and that's a pressing matter that Craig has been in with and talked with us several times about the bond issue, and it's something I agree with as well. When I haven't gone in there and seen it firsthand, which I'm sure you did today, and got to see it, because it is, you know, it's one door and you are accessible to every inch of the building basically. There isn't a check-in process. I mean, there somewhat is. You get to go by somebody, but if someone wants to get by you, they're getting by you,
right?
Unless if there is extra doors for you to get there. And not only that, but there, you know, from middle school to high school as well, there is some students that have to travel from one to the next, and you have to go outside. You have to take that extra trip outside instead. And as well as, I believe, all of the shelters are in the high school. So the middle school kids would have to go in those dangerous scenarios outside.
Right.
Into a, you know, a, again, but in terms of evolution of schools around, our shelters here are dated as well. So.
Yeah. Well, technically, we don't even have what
it's
you
kind
call
of the basement.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we have old buildings, so we think we're safe in it, but they're not actually designated tornado shelters. They don't have one right now that's whatever, not ADA, but whatever the compliance.
FEMA.
That's what we're looking for. Yeah. I thought ADA, that's the disability.
Which is ADA issues as well, too.
As the laundry list grows, yes.
You know, you try to get into those buildings, and if you're someone who has limited mobility, it's difficult.
You can't even go in the front door.
You'd have to get buzzed in somewhere and have someone meet you and let you in from the back alley, so to speak. You know, it's just not a welcoming experience if you're in that situation, and you don't want people to ever feel unwelcome to come into the school that they're actually paying for.
Unwelcome or unsafe, because like you said, it is, you know, small town, we're familiar with this town, but in surprisingly enough, today's day and age, you know, mental health is a real thing, and it could pop up in a small town just like ours, or down the road, or someone could travel to our small town, or whoever it may be, but having that extra added inch of security is certainly.
And they had a great example today, you know, if we had an active hostage situation, you know, just a few months back, a block away from the school, and if that would have happened, like, let's say at 10 o'clock, as long as it lasted, the kids would never have been able to eat because they were on lockdown and there's no way to access the cafeteria on lockdown. So those kids would have had to stay in class and no lunch that day. So, you know, there's just some little issues we forget about.
Scared and hungry from the situation. Not good news. It's definitely, it opened my eyes when I saw, you know, I haven't been over there personally. I need to go on a first person basis. But when I saw the plans and how exposed truly you can be, it is surprising. It's a bit eye-opening.
It is.
Yeah. So was this the first time you'd been in the library?
No. Oh. My son goes to school there, so I've been in all different parts of the school. So, yeah. But the library, it's a sad library. Bless her heart. Yeah, it's not...
It tries.
They do the best. Tries. I mean, these are old buildings.
Yeah.
I know just on plumbing alone, they spent $120,000 last year just on maintaining the old plumbing.
That was the
and that's what happens
just
when you
keep
got old
stuff
buildings.
Flushing.
Yes.
Replacing Band-Aids instead of, just redoing the entire infrastructure.
Yeah.
So
that's going on. Also, of course, school starting. So today, tomorrow is enrollment day. Today till 4 and then tomorrow till 7 p.m. So you got to get in there and get all the enrollment stuff started. On the 10th, they're going to have Meet the Teacher for the ELC and the CE. And then on the 23rd is going to be an open house for Field Kinley and RMS. So I can't believe it. School is starting. I have a senior this year, and I'm just not ready. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, just the look on your face, you're still trying to wrap your head around it at this point.
You can see that, yeah.
Exactly.
So that's what's going on with them. Ashley Tapman from CRMC was here today. They have their annual Bill Reed golf tournament coming up. And this year, because it's a special year, they're having a barbecue party the night before. So if you haven't signed up your teams, make sure you do that. And then, of course, they always do the Pink Out night at the Fair and Rodeo on Thursday night. And so they're selling T-shirts for that. And they're pretty cool. I got to see them today. It says Outlaw Cancer. So it's got the old Western theme going for it. And so that's going on.
Nice. But that golf tournament, is it what are kind of like further ways?
Let's talk about how the tournament, because you kind of just like skipped right over that.
Well, she didn't go into a lot of detail today. You know, most of it's on the website, but just that they're just now getting the team signed up right now. So it's still kind of in the early stages. But it's a huge fundraiser for them every year, and that supports a lot of their programs that they do.
Right, and it is for the CRMC Foundation.
The foundation, yes.
And I was going to suggest, because Sam is a golfer.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And I've seen some clubs in that other guy's truck.
Steve has a set of clubs, yeah. I'll try.
I'm not
get
sure
him out.
If he knows how to use them.
I'll get him out.
But
and then,
I want to tell you something.
And Dory is a golfer as well.
That's your sleeper. You
there
need
we
to
go.
Get to join your team.
There we go. And yeah, exactly. She she'd help us out.
Yeah, Dory.
Yeah.
Dory Potter. One of the owners here of the Mighty 690 was actually on a golf scholarship, I believe, at the University of Oklahoma.
Ah.
And nice. Was the outstanding lady athlete, I guess, of the year when she was down there playing golf. So
very nice.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, and side note on that, OU and OSU are both nationally known for their golf organizations. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
good
unbelievable.
Programs.
So to get top of the top at OU, I tell you what, I want her on my team.
There you go. Get it going.
Certainly.
Get it going. The last thing that they have going on at the hospital is they partnered with the chamber, and we're doing a hydration challenge all month long. And basically, it's just a way to get you to get back to the basics of drinking good water for your body. It's especially in August when it's hot outside, you need to keep hydrated. And so the first 50 people that sign up get a water bottle. And then we have some prizes at the end, but all of us in the office are doing it. We all have our water bottles sitting on our desk. And so all month long, we have to track, you know, how much water you're drinking.
Who participates in that? Anybody?
Anybody can do it. Yeah, the hospital, it's really for everybody. The chamber's doing it because we're trying to get our members to do it. Mm-hmm. But anybody can come in and take part of that challenge. So
and they just get in contact with you or something like that in terms
just
of...
Just call or come by the chamber and get signed up. And then we have a form. And like I said, every day you write down how much water you drank.
Yeah.
So it's really good.
You know, it's good to track it as well because on top of that, not necessarily good to track it further on, but when you get to see how much intake you are taking and then you see that, you know, that direct change or that direct difference within it, that's always been my biggest difference maker is when I can actually see physically the difference that's been made.
Yeah, and more than a day. I mean, you got to really put some effort into it for a while, but then you do see the result at the end.
Oh, Candy, I'm not going to win off of just one day of drinking water?
No.
Come on, man. I had like a bottle of water.
Yeah,
does that not get me the win?
A gallon at least.
You know, and one thing too.
Jeez, you need some water over there. Goodness.
Man, The thing about the challenge aspect of this that also will encourage people to drink water is the fact that when you start writing that down, you don't want to write down that it wasn't water that you drank.
Yeah.
So in a sense, it almost, you know, you almost mm-hmm. have tricked yourself into drinking more water than you would have perhaps drank normally
right.
by doing the challenge.
Yeah.
Same way when you journal when you're trying to lose weight, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, oh, I cannot write down that I had a box of Twinkies.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And with the challenge,
so I just
too.
Don't write them down. I mean, I'm not saying I didn't have them. I'm just saying I'm not going to write
just
it down.
Just not going to list it, yeah. And it's also, you know, when it comes to the challenge, there's that competitive aspect as
right.
well.
Oh, yeah. So. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So that's going on. Candace Brown's from Shoe Fit. So fall is coming, and they've got all their fall shoes coming in, so it's looking nice. So that's cool. Lacey from SCK Works. So the Chamber's not having a Lunch and Learn this month, but instead we're encouraging everybody to go to Tuesday, this next Tuesday, to the SCK Works. They're having a Lunch and Learn at Lanning's. It's free. You just have to RSVP. And she's going to be talking about apprenticeships and how you can have those for free in your office, have a chance to be able to have somebody come and work, basically, in your office and learn some skills and help them out, and then, of course, help your organization out. So all the details on that will be coming.
Yeah, it's definitely something that younger individuals, I myself, in order to graduate, had to have 300 hours mm-hmm. of internship or apprenticeship within the radio industry. So it definitely... Mm-hmm. Well, because, I mean, you get to work on their level. You know, you get to see exactly how it is in that profession during the crunch time. Mm-hmm, so it mm-hmm. is a great learning opportunity for the individual. And then, obviously, you get benefits as a business as well.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit more about SCK Works?
Southeast Kansas Works. They're an employment agency, but they're way more than that. I mean, so obviously, this is one aspect, mm-hmm. doing apprenticeships. They will help employers find employees. They have a... skill-based system where they actually have everybody come in and take a test, and they rate them and give them a certain point system that tells employers, hey, this person's already ready for your type of employment, or this person needs a little bit more, you know, writing skills or math skills or whatever. But they do that for you, so that kind of basically screening applicants so that you can already have a little pool to work from. So that's just one of the things. But they do stuff, all kinds of different things for businesses, just to help bridge that gap with the workforce, basically.
Yeah, certainly. And you look at some businesses that get hundreds of resumes at a time, and instead of filing through that, taking your time, whether it's mm-hmm. on business hours or your personal hours, you've got someone to do it. And then, like you said, they kind of rank them, you know, not necessarily from worst to best,
exactly.
but maybe the ones that might be your best bet right
yeah.
now. So
we had 75 applicants just for our position alone that was open.
Wow.
And it, you know, it does, it's a lot to go through. So, but we found an amazing person, so I'm excited.
Good.
So. Jamie Grant, Coffell Rec, they extended the deadline for fall sports signups. So if you have a kiddo that was thinking about taking some fall sports, make sure to get that registered ASAP. I think she's going to extend it through the rest of this week, maybe even a little longer, but for sure this week. So Katie Hill, Public Library. Today was her last CNN. Very sad. So
reception tomorrow.
Yep. No, they already had a reception.
Oh.
Yeah. She's leaving today.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, but they do have a new director hired, and she'll start mid-August. So that will be going on. So, and then this is kind of cool. I like this. They finished their summer reading program. 1,900 books were read by the kiddos.
Wow.
In that program. It's a lot of reading.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of our kiddos
yeah,
here in the
I'm
town.
I'm surprised. So. Getting it up almost to 2,000 here
yeah.
as we continue our talks with Candy Westbrook of Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Just a few minutes here left. Candy, I see you're kind of at the end of that page
yep.
there.
Getting
so,
closer. Getting closer. Just two quick things and then one thing from the chamber.
Perfect.
Simply Southern, Fair and Rodeo. Come in and bring your Fair and Rodeo attire because they're doing dry clean right now for that. So that's coming up quick.
Get those Wranglers starched.
That's right. Get them all ready. Deanna from Salvation Army. So Deanna kind of had a plea for the public here today. They are down to less than $800 a month in funding that they get from their federal funding. And contributions have been way down this year from the Coffeyville area. So they are really struggling with supporting, you know, residents here that need financial assistance and food. So any contributions you can make, food donations that you can give, they, like I said, they're just really struggling and need our help right now. So also a shout out to everybody that's helping out at the school today, because they give free backpacks away to the kids at Community Elementary.
Oh,
so they're there
awesome.
Today. Yeah, so that's really awesome. Today at 11 o'clock, there is a ribbon cutting and a grand reopening for our little favorite barbecue joint here in town that's been down. Well, they've been doing catering for a while, but They're finally opening up the doors to the restaurant. So we're so excited about that.
Phelps Hog Heaven.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So, back in the queue, baby.
Back going again. So we'll be there at 11 o'clock doing a little ribbon cutting for them. And then the last thing is you need to come by and see me at the Chamber. I got some Football Mania tickets for you. They're only $20. And you get a chance to win all kinds of prizes, a grand prize of $500. So if you're kind of one of those people that likes to play some fantasy football type activities, come in and do that. We're selling those. It's our only fundraiser of the year, and we really need the support. And it's fun.
Yeah, I think you might see me and Matt Jordan here.
That's
very
right. Y'all
shortly.
Need to come down. So I'm selling them right now.
Yeah. Well, my household, we have already bought two tickets, which meant we got a third one free.
That's right.
And so we're set and ready to go on that football frenzy.
That's
so
right. That's good. Awesome.
We got the fever.
All right. Well, thank you all for having me out again today.
Yeah, of course. We will speak with the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce next Wednesday. Maybe Candy?
It should be.
Should be. All righty. Well, thanks for taking some time with us here this morning. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.